in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15. He says, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable or his undescribable gift. And he was speaking of Jesus Christ, the gift that God gave us, his Son. As I said earlier, it was not only the gift of his Son, but it was a gift to have forgiveness of sins, and then to have the gift of eternal life in heaven with him. The writer of Luke writes to us in chapter 2, he says, for unto us is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. One of my favorite verses, another one of my favorite verses is found in the book of Matthew. And he writes to us there in chapter 2, verse 11, and when they were come, speaking of the wise men, when they came into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him their gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. You know, you can't find Jesus unless you're seeking him. And there are a lot of people who say, I don't want to seek him. What do I want to do that for? But you see, those shepherds were just watching their fields, and all of a sudden the angels appeared to them and told them, hey, there's this baby boy being born, and he's the Messiah. He's the Redeemer. He is the Son of God. And immediately the Bible says they got up and they sought the young child and they came to him. The lowly shepherds. Shepherds were nothing more than peasants. They didn't own anything. They were hired to watch someone else's sheep. And yet those were the first people that God's angels proclaimed that message to. And then the wise men came. Some say they were kings. Some say they were wise men. Some say they were magi. But I want you to notice three things in that verse. First of all, they were seeking the king. They were seeking this Messiah. They had heard all about it. They knew what the Old Testament scriptures said. They were seeking, not only with their heart, but they were on this journey. Most Bible scholars say it took them a year and a half to finally find the Jesus, the Messiah. And so they were seeking, and then they found him. Just like the prophets had said, they found Jesus, the Messiah. And when they saw that star in the east, they knew that it was him. And they approached that manger. And so after they sought him, they came to him. They had to do something. I find it very interesting that when they saw the star, they didn't stop there and go home. They said, we need to finish the journey. Some of you may be on that journey this morning. You have seen the star. You have seen the play. But now you have to make a decision. Are you going to come and worship Jesus, or are you going to go home? Those wise men, the Bible says, they came to where Jesus was. And then thirdly, I find it very interesting. They didn't do what most of us do. Oh God, you got to help me find a job. Oh God, you got to help me with my finances. Oh God, you got to cure me from this disease. Oh God, you got to take care of my mother. Oh God, you got to do this, you got to do this, you got to do this. No, those kings didn't ask anything. Instead, they offered a gift of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. You know, those wise men, they were scholarly men. Some say they were very rich, and they can afford that, and that's good. And they did exactly what they could do. They had gold to give. Now, I know most of us don't have gold, perhaps. They had frankincense and myrrh, some spices that were very, very expensive. God had blessed them with these things, and they gave them to Jesus. And then I know the Bible doesn't talk about the drummer boy, but did you get the words of that? They didn't have anything to give as a gift. They were poor. Do you know what the Bible says? The Bible says this. God says this in his word. He says, I don't want your riches. I don't want your things. I want your heart. And those little drummer boys came.
nothing to give, perhaps, except their little hearts. And they played that tune on their drum. The shepherds, the kings, the wise men, the drummer boys, and a host of angels, all in one place. I'm so excited about that because each and every one of us can put ourselves somewhere in that manger scene. Maybe God has blessed you with riches. Praise the Lord. Maybe you don't have anything. Praise the Lord. Maybe you can give a lot. Praise the Lord. Maybe you can give a little. Praise the Lord. Maybe, just maybe, you can do what the Bible says and say, you know what? I want to give you my heart, Lord Jesus. I want to give you everything that I have to offer, and that's myself, my life. We can all put ourselves someplace in that manger. So here's the question. Where are you going to put yourself? I can't do it for you. I wish I could. I wish I could just get inside of everybody. I can't do that. All God has told me to do is share the story. God's grace and His mercy says I'm going to let every single person who hears the story decide what to do with it. I wonder if those wise men, when they got this far, after seeing the star and seeing the manger in the distance, I wonder if they would have said, okay, mission accomplished, let's hurry up and beat the crowd out. I wonder if those shepherds, when they heard the angels announce, hey, you're the first ones. Glory to God in the highest, but listen, unto you was born this day in the city of David a Savior. And I wonder if they would have said, oh, that's nice. I got things to do. No, they all got up. And they said, we got to go and see this wonderful child. We got to see the Redeemer, the Messiah that the Old Testament has been proclaiming is going to happen. We are going to see Him. And they left everything. The shepherds left those sheep. They could have been fired. This was their livelihood. The wise men were on this journey. Oh, they all came for one purpose, to see the Savior. And I wonder why they did that. Well, because God says, this is my undescribable gift to you. And as I said last week, a gift is never a gift. It's never a gift. Listen, a gift is never, ever a gift until it is received by the person it's intended for. And God has given the gift. But you and I and everyone who hears it have to say in their heart, I want to receive that gift. I want Jesus in my life. God, I want forgiveness of sins. God, I want salvation. Jesus, I want you to be the Lord of my life. I want eternal life in heaven forever and ever. Praise the Lord. But you see, you got to want that. You got to want that. You got to want that. Do you? Do you want that this morning? Oh, I hope you do. I pray that you do. I pray that you do, but I can't make you want it. Last night, my wife and I exchanged our gifts, and I was totally surprised what she got me. Let me just tell you what it was. It was a grill for when we go camping. We have our own personal grill. And you can say, what? But you know what? I gladly receive that. I said, this is great. I said, I can't wait. I wish I could use it tonight. And she says, well, you can, honey, maybe in about May or June. But you see, I gladly receive that. And she opened the gift that I got her, and she opened that up, and it was a diffuser. And some of you ladies know what that is. And she, the joy on her face, and she gladly received it.
And we both had joy in our hearts because each of us received our gift. And the Bible says, whoever trusts in this Jesus, whoever receives this Jesus, whoever receives that indescribable gift of God, the Bible says all of the angels rejoice because one more has received Jesus. Oh, I want you to receive him so much. We're going to give you that opportunity. I'm going to ask you to bow your head and close your eyes. Maybe you have never heard the story before. Oh, you know it's Christmas and you know there's a baby that got born. You know that story. But do you know the real story, this indescribable gift that God has given just to you? Wow. You mean God did that for me? Yes, he did. He loved you. And he gave his only begotten Son so that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but will have everlasting life. Those are God's words, and he cannot lie. He does not lie. Preacher, I want that. All you got to do is just ask for it and then receive it into your heart. Heavenly Father, I just want to pray, Father, thank you for your indescribable gift. Father, we thank you for your love and how great it is. I can't even fathom it. Father, I thank you how you demonstrated that love by sending your son Jesus into that manger scene so many years ago. Father, it didn't stop there. You put your son on the cross where he bled and he died for our sins. But Father, you rose him up that third day on Easter morning, conquering sin and death. Father, we have hope in a resurrected living Savior today. Father, we have hope that he can change lives, and he does change lives. Father, we have hope this morning in the midst of all of the chaos of the world. Father, we have hope in this Jesus, this Savior, this Messiah, this Redeemer who was born unto us in the little town of David, but called Bethlehem. Father, I pray, Lord, if there's one here today, two here, five here, 10 here, who don't know you, that today they would say right now in their seat, Father, I need forgiveness. I'm seeking you. I want forgiveness. I want Jesus. I want salvation. I want eternal life. Oh, Father. Father, may your Holy Spirit speak to hearts right now so that they will want to receive your indescribable gift. Your heads are bowed, your eyes are still closed. In a moment, we're going to have a song play.